AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were criticized today by GOP presidential candidate Florida Senator Marco Rubio and two undeclared candidates, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former New York Governor George Pataki.
We have a president that's eviscerated our military capabilities and withdrawn America from the world because he believes we are the cause of these problems, not the solution to these problems.
We have a weak president who has weakened our country, and they are taking advantage of that in every way they possibly can. We can no longer afford to have weakness in the Oval Office.
She doesn't have a growth agenda. She doesn't have a positive agenda. She's going to try to frighten people, you know, that we're against the middle class, we're against women, we're against gays, we're against immigrants, we're against workers.
There will be another day of that leadership summit in New Hampshire. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Some crimes are never forgotten, others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.